Let's talk a little bit about the importance of symbols. For that, we go to Tennessee. Like most states, Tennessee has quite a few official state symbols, a state amphibian, a state official rifle, and there are no fewer than 9 official state songs. Soon, Tennesseans could add another state symbol. Lawmakers have sent Governor Bill Haslam a measure that would make the Bible the state's official book. Chaz Sisk with member station WPLN in Nashville is going to tell us more.
In many evangelical churches across the South, Wednesday night means Bible study.
We're going to be looking in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 tonight.
Last Wednesday night at the Creve Hall Church of Christ in Nashville, about 100 people turned out for an hour-long lesson, led by a pastor who reads the New Testament from a tablet computer. Out in the pews is Ruth Pickens. She's a faithful student of the Bible, but she's not so sure making it Tennessee's official book is a good idea.
I mean, most people that are church-going people and believe in God and they believe in the Bible, they already honor the book.
Tennessee lawmakers in both chambers have approved a bill that would make the Bible the state's newest symbol. The idea has broad support. A poll taken last year shows 60% of Tennesseans favor the move. But some of the strongest opposition has come not from liberals or from civil libertarians. It's come from religious conservatives. People who say the good book is too pure to be placed alongside the state bird and the state tree.
The Bible is the most important book in my life and I think in the world. But that's very different than being the state's official book.
Governor Bill Haslam, a Republican, has discouraged the idea since it was first proposed a year ago, though he hasn't said for sure yet whether he'll veto it. The state attorney general, Herbert Slattery, says the proposal is unconstitutional. He says it violates the Bill of Rights and goes against the Tennessee Constitution, which draws an even sharper division between church and state. The seeds of this debate go all the way to the state's beginnings. Tennessee's founders believed strongly in the Almighty, but their piety was tinged with skepticism toward established religion.
If indeed the Bible is God's inspired words, then we can do nothing to increase its value, but we can degrade it.
Republican State Senator Farrell Hale has been one lawmaker who's spoken out against the proposal. Opposition from conservatives like him forced its sponsor, an ordained minister named Steve Sutherland, to perform a delicate dance.
I can't make it a religious or history book. The Bible is what it is.
In the final debate last week, Sutherland tiptoed around the issue of religion. Instead, he focused on other reasons to make the Bible the state book. Sutherland noted that Nashville has been a center for Bible publishing. And for generations, he said, Tennessee families have recorded births and deaths in their family Bibles.
What we're doing here is recognizing it for its historical and cultural contribution to the state of Tennessee.
It just seems like a fearful effort.
That's Bill Watkins, pastor at the Creve Hall Church of Christ.
In my opinion, a fearful effort to stop the incursion of things that we don't always agree with. And I don't think we have to be afraid of anything.
And Watkins believes it's not needed. Once the measure reaches the governor's desk, he has 10 days to decide whether to sign it, veto it, or let it go into effect without his signature. For NPR News, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.